Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations. We are located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning. I'm Twanda Black, and we invite you to visit us at Resurrection House for All Nations every Sunday, 8 and 11 a.m. services, or our midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. This message on grace has been anointed. If you start desiring the will of God for your life and start majoring on obedience instead of forgiveness, he said, grace will start reigning in your life. Let's listen in as Apostle continues the teaching, The Reign of Grace.
I want to keep saying it so you can see what's in the mind of God. He said, just the same way sin is natural, sin is addictive, sin is so powerful, and the devil has accomplished so much in your life and in my life. Say, I intend for my grace to reign the same way. Because once you see it, you see an open door. You're walking free. I'm coming out of every addiction. I'm coming out of every weakness. I'm coming out of every failure by the grace of God. That's the power of this. We've all struggled for years trying to do the right thing, not knowing that God arranged it where he empowers you, not just to do the right thing, but to be right. Amen. Because when you are right, you do the right thing. You don't want to sin. When you are keeping rules, you want to sin, but you are repressing it. He said, no, I want my grace to help you become the man you could never be on your own. So when you're walking down, you're a testimony that the grace of God can change a man's life. You mean that grace can reign in a sin-infested world? He says, yes, but how? Through righteousness. Have you ever wondered why the devil had all of us afraid of God's will? Even you young people, when you're hearing God's will, you're afraid. Oh, he might tell me to do something I don't want to do. He might tell me to marry some ugly person. Come on. Even adults, I've seen people give testimonies that when God was telling them they would be a missionary, and they get this picture of being in Africa somewhere, I don't know where they find those people that don't have clothes on. Because most of my clothes I buy in Nigeria. And the fashion is stronger than what you find in American stores. All my shoes, all my suits. I don't know where Tarzan is hanging on the tree. But Satan has images in our minds where you are afraid of the will of God, not knowing that that's your ticket to reigning over him. You need to understand what righteousness is, because I've taught you that the word of God is a two-edged sword. You have the righteousness that God gives you by the blood of Jesus. That's your clothing. But that's not your condition. That is your position. Amen. Notice, I have clothes on, but this is not what I look like. The reality is underneath. This is my righteousness. In Nigerians have, you know, what they call buba. You just put it on, and all your bulges and all your stuff are hidden, and you look wonderful. That is your righteousness. But underneath is your condition. Hallelujah. Thank God for clothes. Hallelujah. But the other side of righteousness is God's way of doing and being. In other words, what I received positionally, now I'm instructed in the way what I received works. And the way it works is that you start desiring the will of God for your life. Amen. And as God tells you what he wants, You just act it out. And he says, once you start acting in accordance with the will of God, the grace of God kicks in. Amen. To help you be, to help you do. Yeah. And all of a sudden you discover that the devils that have been running you all these years, their power will start peeling off like an onion. Yeah. One level after another peels off of you. And then you start reigning in life. You reign over fear. You reign over weakness. You reign over prejudice. You reign over color. You reign over anything you can talk about. The grace of God. Beloved, in this kingdom, whatever you exalt, that's what will reign. I exalt the grace of God over all of us this morning. Wherever you're weak, I declare you're strong. Wherever you're failing, I declare that you're a conqueror. Wherever you've been defeated, you've overcome. Now watch this. Look at Hebrews 1. So you can understand what I'm talking about. He's contrasting the angels and the Lord Jesus. Verse 5 says, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him the father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, let this servant notice, for everybody out there, because there's a new thing running around now that's saying Jesus is not God. Jesus is the Son of God. And somebody even told me that the Lord ministered that to them and said, don't worry about it, that the church will not receive it. I said, I don't know which God told you that. Listen to the Bible. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne. I can't hear you. Come on. Thy throne is an ever. A scepter is the. If I had remembered what I was preaching, I would have brought a staff. A scepter of thy kingdom is the scepter of. And what does that mean? Because Jesus followed the will of the Father implicitly. Even unto death, he gave him a staff. And in the universe, wherever he puts it out, everybody bows. You bow down because if you dare try to oppose, all that is in God will come after you and destroy. Some of you don't understand what I'm talking about. He came first in a manger, humble, obedient, suffered, submitted. But this time around, he's not coming back like a baby, beloved. He's coming back riding on a white horse. Hallelujah. With a golden vest on and a golden girdle. And he says, written on it, in other words, thank you, my children. King of kings, and look at you guys, don't even know. Eh? Should I give you all a slap offering? The word of God is obvious. Do you read it? King of kings, Lord of lords. He puts out that scepter. That's the same thing God is telling you and I to do. He said, from this service this morning, if you start desiring the will of God for your life and start majoring on obedience instead of forgiveness, he said, grace will start reigning in your life. Grace, hallelujah. You will come out and tell them, I used to be a whoremonger, but God has delivered me. I used to be on drugs, but the grace of God has loosed my soul from addiction. Why? Your deliverance comes with seemingly simple instructions. You can wake up in the morning and the righteousness of God will tell you, don't eat. And you're so hungry. And the same instruction can come to 10 people. You find out that only one will obey. Amen. The other ones will say, well, Lord, is that you? There's no way God will be telling me that knowing how hungry I am. So you go and eat. But I told you, those are some of the things that fueled everything you're enjoying and celebrating today, known as Resurrection House for All Nations. I told you that when God was about to give me this ministry, he started running those tests on me. I was so hungry. I couldn't wait to get home. And I got home and quickly made my food and got something to drink and washed my hand and sat down and bent over to pray, to bless it. He said, don't eat. He didn't wait for me. You know, he didn't tell me that when I was riding home. He didn't tell me that when I was cooking. He told me that when I bent over to bless my food. That's the righteousness of God. Because every authority Satan has in your life is your independence. The fact that you can still make your own decisions, regardless of what God says. That's the power of sin in your life. Independence.
I love this testimony, so make sure you're listening tomorrow to hear the rest of it. Are you listening to God? And then, are you obeying? That's the question. Thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. To learn more about the ministry, you can check out our website at rhfan.com. For more information, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at RHFAN Today. We'd love to keep in touch with you every day with Apostle Chica's daily devotionals. Please text us at 22828 with the phrase RHFAN Today, one word, and we'll gladly sign you up. It's like fresh bread every day. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're on the go and you need a little wisdom, order Apostle Chica's book, Wisdom in a Bite. Make your check or money order out to $10 to RHFAN to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. Thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, Resurrection House for All Nations, where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace, love, and joy in 2018.
Resurrection, welcome. The Lord is waiting on you.